In less than a week, Mitzvah Hashem will have the privilege of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. What is it that we're supposed to hear as we listen to the Megillah? Well, obviously, the words. But what is it between the words, between the lines, that we're supposed to hear during the Kriyas HaMegillah? So the Rambam addresses this question for us in responding to a different question. The Rambam explains why Kriyas HaMegillah, emblematic of mitzvah Zerabonam, doesn't violate the Issa Bel Tosef. And the Rambam explains that, first of all, because it's clearly identified and delineated as such, as being Derabbanan and not Daraisa. And secondly, because it's oriented towards the Torah. It comes to facilitate every Derabbanan, the Rambam says, comes to either protect or facilitate or foster or reinforce something in the Torah. There's no such thing as an independent Derabbanan in that sense. Were a Derabbanan independent? Is that my fault? Were there something, if a Derabbanan were independent, it would violate Bel Tosef. So in depicting the connection, of Mikra Megillah to the Torah, the Rambam says as follows: Hanaviim imbezdin tiknu v'tzivu likros haMegillah ba'onasa kedei lahazkir shvachav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu utshua sh'osa lona v'hoyakarv l'shaveinu. Kriyas HaMegillah, we praise, we mention the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the salvations that he effected, kedei levorcha u'lehalalo, the Rambam said that Chazal had two goals in mind. There were two points of connection, as it were, to the Torah. First of all, Kriyas HaMegillah was instituted kedei levorcha u'lehalalo. And second of all, kedei lehodia ledoros haboim she'emes ma'ashev tichonu ba'torah ki migoy gadol asher lo Elohim kov me'elav kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. How did the Rambam know this? Where did the Rambam get this from? These two goals in between the words and the lines of the Megillah. So a Hallel is supposed to emerge, and B, our belief in the Torah's Haftacha of Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav is supposed to be reinforced. The first, kedei levorcha u'lehalalo, the Gemara in Megillah and Arachin asks why we don't say Hallel on Purim. The middle of the three answers the Gemara gives is Kriyas HaZohi Hilula. So we generally, I think, understand that to mean that the Kriyas HaMegillah also functions as a Hallel. Additionally, it serves as a Hallel. What the Rambam understood pshat in the Gemara is no. The Kriyas HaMegillah was introduced not also as a Hallel. That is the goal and the thrust of Kriyas HaMegillah. Kedei levoch ula halalo. The Asiyah Zeilula is not just sort of an additional windfall that happens through Kriyas HaMegillah. No, that's gufa, what Chazal designed Kriyas HaMegillah for. Kedei lehalalo. But there's a second goal, the Rambam says. Kedei lehodiyah lederes habayim she'emes ma'ashiftichanu batorah. As we hear, as we read, as we hear the Megillah, so our belief in the Torah's Haftacha of Kashem Elokeinu v'chol kareinu elav is supposed to be reinforced. What is that belief? So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches, the Rambam quotes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, tells us that even though for a Yochid it's Dirshu Hashem Behimotso, the time period of Asaros Yimei Tshuva is singled out, Tzibor calls mancha osin tshuva v'tzarkin b'lev shalem hey nanin. The tzibor is not limited to asar simet tshuva. Whenever they have the combination of osin tshuva v'tzarkin b'lev shalem hey nanin shenema kashem alokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. How did the Rambam know that this is the intent of Kriyas HaMegillah? This is the D'oraisa belief, principle that Kriyas HaMegillah is fostering, is reinforcing. The Gemara in Megillah Yud Aleph says, it tells us what the different Amorayim, the introduction they would give before they would darsh in Megillah Esther. So Rav Masna Amar Mehacha, when Rav Masna would be ready to darsh in the Megillah, so he'd begin with a pasuk in Parshas Vayeshtanan of Mi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elohim Krov Me'Lav Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav. So Chazal saw fit that our belief in this Haftacha should be reinforced through Kriyas HaMegillah. One wonders if Chazal had a sixth sense that maybe with regard to this Haftach of Kashem Elokeinu, B'chol Kareinu Elav, that some of us, maybe many of us, fall into the class of the way Chazal described Noach, of Ktane Amona, of Mamin Ve'eno Mamin. Because the Pasuk says, the Haftacha is something extraordinary. The Haftacha says, Ki Migoy Gadol Ashalo Elohim Krov Me'lov. What nation has a God who's so close to them, Kashem Elokeinu, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol Kareinu Elav, whenever, without exception. Kol Zman She'osin Tshuva V'tzorakim B'lev Shalom Heinanin. No exceptions. Kol Zman, any and every time. The question is, do we really believe that? Do we believe that the current Eis Tzara, which is not an Eis Tzara which is limited to the geographic borders of the Ukraine, that would constitute an Eis Tzara also? As long as the war continues, there is potential, Rahmanu Litzlan, for escalation. the Milchama places Medinas Yisrael in a terrible, terrible, untenable position. The question is, do we really believe that we could bring it to an end? We can't. Kol zman she'osin tshuva v'tzokin b'ev shalom hinam. One wonders if Chazal, seeing just how extraordinary this Havtacha is, just how far-reaching and just how all-encompassing the Havtacha is, it needs chizuk. Either or both of two things, we could solve the problem of Iran's effort to develop nuclear weapons. We can do anything. Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. But two things need to be true. A, we need to believe it. We need to really, really believe it. You know, when we say the Ani Mamin, so we also, there's an acknowledgement that there's a level of emunah which is real and present and yet still needs to be further developed. It's an imamin be'amunah shleima. It doesn't give me mamin, but not necessarily be'amunah shleima. Either or both of two things is true. Either we're too spiritually lethargic to be osin tshuva v'tzarekin b'lev shalom, or we're miktani amana, and it just seems too good to be true. Esther Hamalka certainly had a emunah shleima in the koach of tefillah combined with tshuva. And the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah . It's always timely. There's always a golus that needs to end. But it's one that we look be'ezus Hashem and hope blineda to be mekayim, to read the words, to hear the words, but also to hear the message in between the lines of the Megillah,
That emes ma'ashev tichana b'atara. It's literal. There's nothing. There's no hyperbole. There's no. It's literal. That emes ma'ashev tichana b'atara. Kashem alokenu b'chol. Without exception, b'chol kareinu elav.